The Business of African Fashion podcast is all things fashion and business. We specifically talk about how African fashion entrepreneurs can learn, grow, and develop skills to dominate the fashion industry. I'm your host, Victory, and welcome to the show.
Hello, hello everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Business of African Fashion podcast. I'm really excited to be here today. I am enjoying season two so far. Seasons are recorded a long time in advance, so I've really enjoyed the process of talking to the guests, and everyone's so excited, and I am excited because this platform really is a dream child for me, and it's something that I'm really passionate about. So I'm just really grateful for the opportunity to be able to be here, to share, to talk to you all, and to build and grow together. So in today's episode, we will be talking about building or making a fashion business plan. Now, business plans are really essential for any business in general because it's like a map, right? So imagine if you were traveling from point A to point B and you didn't have a map or any idea of how to get from where you are to where you're trying to get to, it wouldn't be something that would be feasible. So that's the equivalent of what a business plan is. It's essentially a map that you draw on your own about where you want your business to go and kind of what your vision is for your brand, for your business, you know, for your fashion endeavors and all of that. So I'm really excited today. I've put together a little PDF, a free template for fashion businesses that can help you map out this journey, that can help you look at your plan, the things that you need to take into consideration, the questions that you need to ask. And I'm really excited to share that with you. The link to this free resource will be in the show notes. So make sure that you click on that link and access this template for free. It is PDF, so you can download it, you can edit, you can have it on your phone, you can access it anytime. So let's just jump right in. And I'm going to, if you're watching on YouTube, hey. So I'm really excited that, you know, this season I'm doing more video episodes and I'm getting to, you know, show you all more of my personality and just be more involved and interactive, which I really love. And, you know, this is great for community as well. And speaking of community, if you haven't yet joined our community on Mighty Networks, make sure that you click the link in the show notes or on YouTube in the description box to join the Mighty Networks community. It is free and it's a community of fellow fashion entrepreneurs just like yourself who are going on this journey. And you know the saying, there's a saying that says, you know, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go with other people. And that's really the premise and the idea behind this Business of African Fashion community that we are building, is to encourage one another to go together so that we can all go far, right? We don't just want to go fast and burn out. We want to pace ourselves in order to ensure that we are building the best businesses that we have envisioned, that we have dreamt, and, you know, that we are aspiring to build. And that's what the business plan that we're talking about today comes in as well. I do want to give a disclaimer before we jump into the episode. I think many of you who have listened to season one know that I am an accountant by trade, but I do want to give this disclaimer that this information is not supposed to be considered as business or financial advice. It's merely for informational purposes and for use by a general audience. So nobody should sue me, all right? This is just for informational purposes. If you are looking for specific information regarding your personal business or your personal finances, my advice would be to consult a financial expert that's going to give you information that is specifically tailored for you. How to use this template? So first of all, I want to welcome you to this template because I really took my time with this template. I'm so excited to share with you all. This is definitely a critical step in mapping out your idea for your brand, just putting your thoughts, your plans, your vision to paper, because there's something about writing things down. There's something about typing things out and just getting them from here onto a different platform, whether that's paper, on your computer, on your phone, your tablet, your iPad. I don't know what else is out there that people used to take notes. So I'm really excited that you're doing that. I do want to say that when we make a business plan, we are making a lot of assumptions. We're assuming a lot of things. We're assuming that things will work a certain way. We're assuming that we will have certain resources. So I do want you to keep in mind that this business plan is not a final thing. You don't make it today and then, you know, stick to it for the next 10, 25, 15 years of your business. Your business plan will continue to evolve and grow as you test the assumptions that you put in there. And whatever you put in this business plan, when you step out into your business, you will test them. Some of these assumptions will be proven false and some of them will be proven true. The ones that are proven false, you can abandon those and say, hey, I tried that, it didn't work. And the ones that are proven true, the ones that do work, you can stick to that and continue using those in the future. So I just want to make sure that we are clear about what the business plan is all about. And I want you to refer to this business plan and update often as you test things out, take note of the things that work and take note of things that may not work because you're going to have both. And I also want us to remember as we're making this business plan that dreams are free. You don't have to pay a single naira, dollar, cedis, any currency that you're operating in, you don't have to pay a single one of those to dream. So I hope that within these pages, you dream big and that you write out the vision. That sometimes you have visions that you're even too afraid to share with people because they just seem so grandiose and sometimes they seem impossible. But I encourage you to dream big. Dream as big as you can dream, because what's the worst that will happen, right? They're free and it's just putting it down. So I encourage you to do that. And even after you fill out this business template, ensure that you continue to research your industry, continue to research your niche, and keep yourself updated on all the opportunities that are around you so that you can take advantage of those as well. So let's jump into the business plan template. All right, so the first thing that you want to do with this business plan is you want to craft the overall idea or overall ambience, or some people would say vibe, the overall ambience of your brand. You want to craft that, right? So you want to say, what is our mission? What is the reason that you have created or will create this business, right? Ideally, in business, you're creating something in order to solve a problem. So that will be your mission. Why are you creating this brand or this business? What problem are you solving? What is the reason that you have created or will create this business? And the next thing that you want to consider is, what is your vision for this business? So this is where dreaming big comes in. So your vision for this business is what you see in the next 20, 25, 30 years, or honestly, even in the next 10 to 5 years, what your vision is for the business, the impacts that the business will have on the community, on the world, and on its customers. And also, you want to think about a tagline. So a tagline is just something that helps people remember your brand, something that differentiates your brand from every other person out there. So for example, Nike, right? When you hear "just do it," you know that's Nike. When you see that check, you know that's Nike. So take a few moments, write down what your mission is, the reason you've created the brand, or problem that you're trying to solve. Write down what your vision is for the business. And for this vision, I really want you to dream big. Imagine what your business can be. There are no limits on this. Nobody's going to check you or say you're dreaming too big. Dreams are free. It doesn't cost you anything. So write down what your vision is for your business and also a tagline. This tagline might take a little refining. So whatever comes to your head, just write it down. It doesn't even have to be a complete sentence. It can just be words that describe your brand, right? So like classy, elegant, bespoke, quality, you know, these are different things that you can merge together to be your tagline. So take a few minutes, think about that, write it down, and we can move on to the next page. All right, we're jumping into the good stuff. So now we're going to talk about market analysis. So when you think about creating a business, you're solving a problem. There are certain people that you're targeting to reach, right? So let's be clear, you can't create a business or a fashion brand that's for everybody. I say all the time that people, human beings wear clothes, but at the end of the day, everybody may not be your customers. Everybody may not resonate with the message of your brand or with the message that you're trying to put out, or even the colors of your brand or the types of designs or the types of styles that you make. So you have to be very, very, very clear about who your business targets. You have to create a profile for this person. So we're going to use our dreaming big, I guess, skill once again. So I want you to imagine the person who is using your product. Imagine the person who is buying from your brand. brand? What is the person's name? Where are they from? Where do they live? Where do they work? What do they enjoy doing? What are their passions? Get really, really, really specific about who the person is that is your target audience. And take your time with this too. And it's okay if it evolves and if it changes with your brand, but wherever you are right now, based on the problem that you're solving, you have to imagine the profile of the person that you are creating this business for. So the next thing that a lot of people don't like to talk about is competitors. So I know this, you know, the saying is like, you know, you're not competing against anybody. You're competing against who you were yesterday. While all of those things are true, you still have competitors, okay? And we have to be crystal clear about who those people are. And we want to make sure that we are aware of them and that they are in our radar. Do some research. Who are people who are doing the exact same thing or similar to what you want to do? Who are your competitors? Who are the people who your ideal audience or your ideal customers might have as an option, like at par with you? So let me try to think of an example. If you think about Nike and Adidas, right? So those are competitors. They have different messages and they have different taglines and they have probably different problems that they're trying to solve. But at the end of the day, to the consumer, those two brands are similar options. So you want to be very specific in thinking about who your competitors are. And don't shy away, you know, go look them up, look at their social media profile. Up to you if you want to follow them, but just observe what they're doing, look at their website and try to give yourself an idea of who else is in the industry and who else is in the market with you so that you are aware of what's going on in your market. Don't necessarily go in with the mindset of, you know, we're butting heads or, you know, it's me against you, because that may not be your approach, but it's okay and it's good to be aware of who all is in the same industry that you're in. And that brings me to the next thing, is what's your competitive advantage? And this is so, so, so important, because your competitive advantage is basically what sets you apart in that ocean of your competitors. What is different about you? What is quirky about you? What do you do well? What does your business do well, right? So if you're a tailor and you make clothes for people, right? And there's like 15 other tailors in your town or in your city, what do you do differently that will make customers pick your business over their business? Right? Maybe it's efficiency, right? Maybe it's that you're upfront to people, because, and I'm going to have a complete different episode about this. You know, there's the idea that African tailors, Nigerian tailors are not very, very reliable. And I am on a mission to change that. Okay. So if you, as a tailor, what sets you apart from your competitors is that you're upfront to people, that you let them know ahead of time, I can't take your fabric because I won't be able to complete it. That's a competitive advantage that sets you apart. Maybe yours is efficiency, right? As a tailor, if you tell your customers, I will have this dress to you in 2 weeks, that it's ready in 2 weeks, that's your competitive advantage. So make sure that you are clear on what your competitive advantage is. And if you don't know it right now, that's okay. Just start brainstorming about what can my brand do differently that the consumer would appreciate, that would make their lives much easier. Because if we think about a company like Amazon, so Amazon is a company that just efficiency and convenience, I think are two words that describe Amazon. Whatever you want in this life, they will get it to you efficiently and conveniently. So that's their competitive advantage. That's what sets them apart from a different company that just sells a bunch of stuff, but isn't able to get it delivered efficiently and conveniently like Amazon does. So I really want us to take that into consideration. So we want to really be clear about what our competitive advantage is, because it's very important and it will help your brand to stand out. The next thing that we want to think about is, within this industry that you're operating in, what is your niche? Within your industry, you want to be clear about what your niche is. So the fashion industry is like wide, and it's, you know, there's so much, like there's many different niches that you can decide to pick as yours. And you need to be crystal clear about what your niche is in that industry. Are you catering to women? Are you catering to men? Are you catering to children? And I don't mean to just, you know, divide the industry by gender. I'm just using these as examples. It is possible for you to cater to both men and women, but you need to be very clear about what it is that you do. Do you make ready-to-wear? Do you make couture? Do you make casual clothes? Do you make dressy clothes? If you're operating in Nigeria, do you specifically do Asoebi? Do you do just weddings? Do you do, you know, just everyday Ankara, or, you know, whatever couture or bespoke styles that people want, you need to be very clear about what your niche is within that industry. I use myself as an example. Podcasting is a huge industry, right? But I've picked fashion. And even within fashion podcasting, that's still very, very big. But I've specifically niched down to say I'm going to be talking about African fashion. And I haven't just stopped there. I've specifically niched down even more and said I'm going to be talking about the business side of African fashion. So you want to make sure it's like digging, right? So you don't want to just spread all your seed all over like this plot of land. You want to be specific and just, I guess, dig and dig and dig. And then you plant your seed because you know that this is specifically what you want to do and the place that you've decided to focus on. So the next thing that we're going to talk about is what is your specific opportunity within this market? So this is you really thinking about, again, back to the problem that you're solving, is what opportunity is presenting itself for me in this market and how can I take advantage of that? So basically, market analysis is just you being aware of everything that's happening in your market. It's you just scoping the market, looking at it from a bird's eye view and saying, what is going on in this market and how do I fit into this space, right? What is going on in the market and how do I meaning my brand, my business, how do we fit into this market? So you want to really make sure that in your market analysis, you're super clear about what's going on in the market and how you and your brand are going to fit in.
This episode is brought to you by The Community. The Community is a free online space for African fashion entrepreneurs where we dive deeper into the topics discussed on the show. In The Community, you will have access to lots of resources and be able to connect with fellow entrepreneurs just like you. Go to bit.ly/African Fashion Community to join. Again, that's B as in boy, it.ly/African Fashion Community. See you in there.
Hey fam, I hope you have enjoyed the episode so far. The rest of this training will be available next week as I did not want to make the episode too long. However, the full version of this training is available on our YouTube channel at Business of African Fashion. So make sure that you check out the video there, or you can listen next week as well, or you can do both. I appreciate either one. Don't forget to leave a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to podcasts. 5-star is my favorite, but whatever you give, I would appreciate that as well. And please share this episode with a friend, and I'll see you on the next one. Bye.